England Patriots, Matt Light, who joins us live on the phone line after a long day of practice. Mr. Light, how are you today?
I'm doing well, and you have D. Gibb in the studio.
Brought him over to the dark
Matt
side, brother.
Matt Light. Oh, hey, what's going on, buddy?
Daddy, oh, good to hear you're back in the game, so to speak, man. That's awesome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Dark side. We like to call it, you guys call it the dark side.
Well, somebody calls it the dark side.
You'll be doing this someday, won't you? Maybe not this show, because that'll be beneath you. But, I mean.
No.
But
he hates football.
You'll be doing the media thing,
though,
right?
You hate watching football, don't you?
Matt, you have the voice.
I will be in the middle of the woods.
That's
if
right.
If they have a radio station that are interested in hearing what's happening out in the middle of nowhere, then so be it. Let's get it on. I'm doing it.
Hunting tips in the middle of the woods.
I did have some deer for Thanksgiving. It was nice.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
nice.
Yes.
The turkey ran away. Couldn't catch him.
Turkey also had both. Had both.
Couldn't catch him. Yep. All right, let's talk a little bit about this Jets game. And as an offensive lineman, we talk so much about the Jets giving different looks up there, guys constantly moving around, loading to one side, to the other side. What does that all mean for an offensive lineman?
Well, I mean, a lot of things, you know. I mean, it's hard to really kind of talk about any one aspect of what they do because, you know, like you've alluded to, they do so many different things. And to be honest with you, they do them really well. So I think ultimately it comes down to more what you do, you know, and how well you execute given the different looks that they give you, because they're going to give you something that you haven't seen. They're going to give you a lot of the overload stuff, you know, the walking around, the different personnel packages, and they're going to throw a lot of different guys at you from different angles. So, you know, keeping all that in consideration, I think for us up front anyway, it's going to come down to, you know, how well can we communicate? That's always a big thing. I mean, it doesn't matter who we're playing. But really, you know, how well are we taking our sets? You know, how are we doing, you know, in relationship to the guy next to us as far as passing off some of the stunts and things of that nature? So there's a lot that goes into it. You can't really pin it down to any one item. It's just everybody's got to be alert. You know, they got to be ready for everything, and we got to be able to play at a fast pace, you know, just mentally and physically.
Matt, I know most of your concern is what's going on with the defensive line and linebackers, but Jim Leonard today suffered a broken bone in his leg, and I think he's done for the season, or that's what the report is. How does that impact the Jets' defense?
Well, you know what? I guess I hear a lot for the first time when I talk.
Well,
to
I'm
you.
A newsbreaker.
You are.
You're Matt, you know who this is speaking to you? You know it's Tom Curran, right?
Yeah, I'm a newsbreaker, Matt.
Oh, you know that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know the same way you told us earlier that Curran screwed you one time?
Oh, that's
know?
What I'm. That's what I meant when I said,
screwed,
hey, Matt, you know who it is.
He screwed like. There's no question.
No, come
Tom,
on. I'm just
Tom, saying. If this is a setup and you're getting me to come.
No, I swear.
No,
I would not do that.
It is a true story. You know no, me, Matt. I don't lie to you. It's a true story.
And Chris Jenkins is back.
But, you know, I mean, he's a great player. I mean, instinctively, he just seems to be around the ball a lot and, you know, is really a big part of their defense. But even given that, you know, even saying that, I mean, they've got so many guys. You see the number of guys they rotate through there. Whether it's up front at the linebacker level, I mean, they're putting these guys, you know, with their hand down inside. And these can be the safety types. I mean, you never know what they're going to give you. And I think that they have a lot of guys they have a lot of confidence in. So, you know, obviously this will be, you know, if this is true. And I'm
it
sure
is. But, you know me and injuries. I never miss them.
It'll be different, but you know I think you're going to see a lot of the same stuff. You know it's going to be what they do, and they do a lot.
Matt, this is David here. You know, with Steve Neal going down and being hurt, and Conley, you know, filling him for his position, do you think that's going to be you know a detriment to the offense? Is everything going to be okay?
Yeah,
with the offense.
I mean, look, Conley's been playing all year, and even in years past, you know, when it was more of a pure backup role and playing all those positions, you know, he's never had a hard time being prepared and being ready to go, and he's been ready to go each and every week this year, and he's been out there and he's been a big part of our offense. So, you know, look, I think for the work that we put in up front, the things that we do to get ourselves prepared, there shouldn't be an excuse for anybody, whatever the reason is. And obviously, it's tough when you lose a guy like Steve, and you know, obviously him being put on IR and all that, and that's a tough situation for him first and foremost, but, you know, for us too. And I think that, you know, we've been pretty resilient. We've got a lot of guys that work hard, and they understand the system. They understand their role and their responsibility within it.
Mm-hmm. I look at this game, and if you win it, you look like you're in the driver's seat. If you play out the rest of the these games for the division, it means the difference of a bye the first week and the possibility of playing the next two at home. If you lose it because they've got the tiebreaker, it looks like you're going to be the number five seed and have to go out on the road to maybe a San Diego or Indianapolis in the first round. I know you guys like to say this. Well, it's no different than any other game. We play week to week and whatever. Do you guys understand how enormous this game is and the impact that it could have for your entire season?
Well, since we're talking about if, ands, and buts and candied nuts.
I like talking about candied nuts.
Yeah,
I do.
If I put on my skinny jeans, I don't look like a fat offensive lineman.
Yeah. But,
you know,
maybe not to you, but the rest of us see it that way.
The scenarios are crazy. I mean, there's so much football to be played. And, you know, and honestly, I mean, you know, this isn't the Kool-Aid or anything else. I personally don't really care about any of the scenarios or the ifs. If this happens, or if, you know, if they do that, or they, you know, it's really irrelevant. It doesn't matter, and especially doesn't matter to us as players. I mean, there is no bigger reason to get excited and get amped up for a game than Jets Week. You know, playing here at home Monday night. I mean, it's pretty simple. We're going to be ready to go, and we got to go out there, and we got to start fast, and we got to do what we. Execute.
We were talking earlier, we're chomping at the bit here because we wish the game were being played tonight. You guys have had to go since Thanksgiving. As a player, do you feel the same way? This seems to be a real long time. Or is the time off a lot better, especially when you're facing a team like this?
It's the never-ending week, man. I mean, you know, the Monday night game is always a long week. And you put on top of that playing on a Thursday, you know, with a full weekend. I mean, it's a really long week for all of us as players, but, you know, at the same time, it does help when you have little things that are nagging you. You need a little bit of a rest and a little bit of a break, and, you know, there's a good and a bad side to all of it, but, you know, it has been a long week, and you know, we just got to keep our focus and keep going out there and preparing well.
All right, Mac, good luck on Monday. We'll talk to you back here next week. Go get them.
All right. Have a great week.
Take care, man.
Take care.